Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our feature speaker, Max Pratt.
A young wealthy man came to Jesus and asked him, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life?" Jesus responded with the most obvious answer that could be given. He said to this man, "Obey the commandments," to which the man wanted to know which ones. And again, Jesus answered his question by quoting commandments such as, "Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, honor your father and mother, love your neighbor as yourself." And I doubt that Jesus finished the list that he was going to give to the young man that day, for the law has many more commandments than the ones that are listed there. But, you know, the young man said, "Well, all of these I've kept. What do I still lack?" And that is when Jesus gave him the command to go and sell all of his possessions, give it to the poor, and then come follow him. Perhaps you have questions about salvation. The Bible has answers. Jesus speaks today through the written word preserved for us to hear him and to know the salvation provided by grace through faith. Today in our program, we will visit some scriptures that reveal answers to questions about salvation. And we're grateful for the opportunity that we have to share our message today with you and for your listening to this edition of Moments of Inspiration.
Have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Be good to your enemies, and the Lord above you'll surely please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
Don't worry about tomorrow, just be real good today. The Lord is right beside you, he'll guide you all the way. But you gotta have faith.
Faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
Don't worry about tomorrow, just be real good today. The Lord is right beside you, he'll guide you all the way.
But you gotta have faith.
Faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Be good to your enemies, and the Lord above you'll surely please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Don't worry about tomorrow, just be real good today. The Lord is right beside you, he'll guide you all the way.
But you gotta have faith.
Faith, hope, and charity.
That's the way.
The way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
How do I know? The Bible tells me so. The Bible tells me so.
When Jesus shared his answers to the questions this young man had asked, he went away very sad, the scripture tells us. He had great wealth, and he was not willing to part with his earthly treasures. Jesus went on to teach his disciples about the lure of earthly things upon our hearts and how they can become our treasure. There were treasures in heaven awaiting this young man. And if only he could keep from letting his earthly wealth from stealing his heart away, he could have had those treasures laid up in heaven. And the same is true for us as well. After Jesus had gone back into heaven, having paid the price of man's sins on the cross, the apostles began to preach the gospel of Christ, the good news. And on the Jewish holiday of Pentecost, Peter preached Jesus as the crucified and risen Lord and Savior, the Messiah who was sent from heaven. Peter tells those who had gathered that day that they had rejected Jesus. From among that crowd, there were those who were convicted of their sins, and they asked this question, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter and the other apostles began to instruct them concerning the commandments that Jesus had left. And they were told, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins." Luke goes on to record for us that the apostles continued to teach them and to warn the people with many other words, pleading with the people, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." There were probably many that day who turned away from the commandments given by the apostles, much like the rich young ruler did when he heard the commandments. They were not willing to do what the commandment said. But the commandment was more than they were able to make. However, some 3,000 did what the apostles taught. They did more than listen to them. They did not turn away. They obeyed the commands to repent of their sins and to be baptized and to follow Jesus. And by confessing Jesus as their Lord, they found and secured the salvation from their sins. The scriptures tell of another person asking about salvation. It was a prison guard in the city of Philippi. Paul and Silas had been placed under his watch after they had been unjustly beaten. When God shook the foundations of the prison that night at midnight, the jailer thought all his prisoners had escaped and he would just kill himself. But Paul calls out and informs him that none of the prisoners were gone. And the jailer rushed in and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He brought them out of the inner prison and asked them, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" These missionaries were more than happy to answer the man's question. They said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And the scriptures do not give us any more details as to what he was taught that night, except to say that Paul and Silas spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others that were in his house. It is obvious that the faith they called for on the part of the jailer and his family led their obedience to the command to be immersed in the name of Jesus, because it was that very night that Paul and Silas immersed the jailer and his household for the remission of their sins. Great joy came to that house, the scripture says. That joy is just the opposite of what the rich young man felt when Jesus told him what he had to do about salvation and eternal life. If you'd like to read more or similar scenes as these have been mentioned, we invite you to read from the book of Acts, the Apostles, in chapter 8, verses 26 through 40. There you'll find the record of the queen's treasurer from Ethiopia seeking to understand the scriptures and how Philip the evangelist is the one who preaches the good news about Jesus to him. Philip baptized that man in water that was along the side of the road, because after hearing the gospel message of Jesus, the man asked, "Look, here's water. Why shouldn't I be baptized?" And the man went on his way rejoicing. He too had heard the command of Jesus through the preaching of Philip. Well, I set before you the responses of those who heard the commands of God in our selected text today. Salvation was on the minds of all who were involved. And those who came face to face with the commandments of the Lord had a choice to make. The rich young man made his choice. He went away sad. From the other text, we find the people in Jerusalem rejoiced and praised God together. The jailer and his family were filled with joy, and the Ethiopian man returned home rejoicing. The difference is found in the choice made regarding the very first words Jesus gave to the young man that day, obey the commandments. As you search for salvation, if you're seeking it through Jesus, he is still saying the very same thing through the written word of God today. What must we do to have eternal life? And Jesus says, obey the commandments. Responding in faith and obedience is what brings salvation.
Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
I looked upon my life and realized at last, within myself there's nothing I can do. Yet here I stand to offer all I am and give myself completely, Lord, to you.
Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
I cannot be content until I reach that place. How little I have given up to you. Lord, break down my will, make my desires your own. I long to give my everything to you.
Take my life, a living sacrifice,
knowing it's the least that I can do.
Make my life a living sacrifice,
holy and acceptable to you.
Take my life a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com. or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.